Because you can handle the truth.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Okay, here we are. Inadvertently got Madonna on there. We're not going to hear that song anymore. That's a good song about the people don't want to acknowledge the fact that the country still loves its people. There. But I'm not going to play Madonna. She's gone. I will not support these evil Satanist liars, people that support liars. Cannot do it. So we'll get on here to... We just had a mix-up there on our song, so it's no big deal. Okay, well, I have the next one is Chris in Nevada. You have a question or comment? Chris.
Conversation about specificity, definition of those terms in the code. And on Black's Law, 5th edition, on page 850, on the left-hand page at the bottom right-hand corner, the next last term is... Lociendum ut bogus sentiendum ut docti, which says we must speak as the common people, we must think as the learned. I think they're referring to the learned elders of Zion there. It says the maxim expresses the rule that when words are used in a technical sense, they must be understood technically. Otherwise, when they may be supposed to be used in their ordinary expectation. Which is basically how they do it, is they trick us and fool us with generalities, but they kill us with the specificity of the meaning of their word art terms, as you so wisely pointed out.
Well, this is another thing that I can look up. Would you just put IRS in the subject matter and send me that in an email, please?
Well, absolutely I will for you, Ralph. And
great.
You know, we really should talk privately sometime soon. I've had the most horrific thing happen to me of legal la-la land and the matrix that you could ever want to think about. I'm a former multi-jurist law enforcement professional who was falsely indicted and accused and locked up. So I'll
sure.
Talk
okay,
to you
well,
later.
Give me a holler, and then maybe we'll talk about it on the air. At least we can talk about it off the air. So send me that, though, because I'm always looking for information. I'm not all-seeing, all-knowing. I get stuff, you know, but I've been legal research. Okay, thank you. And
me
the
too.
Next
thank
one,
you.
Yeah, and let's see who up is next, Fred, in Iowa.
Hello, Ralph. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead. Getting any snow down there in Iowa? Any cold weather?
Yeah, it got down as cold as 5 below. But you know, when I lived in Ketchikan, the coldest I ever seen it was 7 above. And the hottest I ever seen it was about 88.
Ketchikan's on the ocean. See, we've got some 30-plus below here, which we haven't had.
Oh, yeah. I've been
until back in the 80s and 90s, we used to get 30 to 40 below where I lived here, but we actually got down to 30 below. It hasn't been that cold for almost 20 years.
Well, I was out at Isabel Pass, and I was the expediter into Fairbanks. I made that turn every day. And then when I was with another outfit, I went to the Yukon River, alive and good. But I got the damnedest tan I ever had in my life in July up there pretty close to the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, but anyhow, all the way. Yeah, let's go ahead and get back on. What did you call about?
Well, you missed your calling, my friend. You should be a pastor evangelist. I tell you, you made my day. Now, I tangle with RBN now and then, and mm-hmm. I get very upset and very cranky. Now, you made the offer if a person couldn't afford your services, you would give it to them free. Well,
absolutely. I'll put you on my list. You just got to send me an email and tell me why you can't afford it. Everybody's there, anybody that wants it, but you have to ask for it. I don't just hand it out.
Right. Well, I wouldn't ask for it for this three reasons. First of all, I don't know if I'm smart enough to handle the material. Secondly, To handle it in court, and thirdly, to have the motivation. Frankly, you know, I wouldn't want to waste your money or somebody else's chance of getting it gratis if they would put forth the effort.
Yeah, I give it to you. You have to start out. We all started in the first grade. We all started with A, B, C, D, E, and all that. You don't get any knowledge till you get in the battle, and you got to start somewhere. So send me an email, put IRS in the subject matter, and tell me you can't afford it. Why? No big deal, and then I will add you to the list, okay?
Well, if in my case, if I want to pursue it, I will pay for it. But
it's whatever, I don't put any, there's a lot of us just like me, I mean, I live on social slavery and donations, that's it. And I don't, that's fine, that's irrelevant. I have my health, I got a place over my head of my roof, and I'm good to go.
I'm more inclined to send you a donation, but what you said at the beginning of your show and about liars, man, you can battle everything, but a liar is the toughest SOB you can come with. But wish you would, for your show, a little bit about what you said at the first of your show. You would help one hell of a lot of people. Now, I could keep yapping on here, but I won't. And God bless you, brother. Keep it up. Put the word in there every now and then. You can help a lot of people. We got to take it to the four corners of the earth. Goodbye,
we
my
do.
Friend. Have a good evening. Sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. Bye.
Okay, yeah. Now, when I was arguing with this person, I like to get to the foundation of all this stuff. That's why I use Westlaw. Because without it, you have no chance. I mean, I have access to some. The information is mind-boggling that you have access to. It's just, it gets down. I can teach somebody to use Westlaw in 10 minutes. Forget all the other nonsense. It's Boolean word searches. You have access to so much. And I'm getting the congressional records, too. We're working on getting that accomplished. But you have access to what these people talk about behind the scenes that we never see. And unless you have something like Westlaw or something, you're never going to find it. Or if you have access to go to D.C. and know where to go look in the archives, well, there's millions of pages up there. How are you going to find it? This is the game they're playing against us. Oh, it's all there. It's in the library. Yeah, right. You betcha. And where do we start? Unbelievable. So that's the foundation. A liar, the father of liars, is the devil. And if you support and follow liars, you are supporting the devil. Very simple. That's why the people that are after Hillary are evil, ignorant. I don't know if they're ignorant or just plain damn stupid. Oh, no. But when the truth gets before you and you won't think, your eyes and ears are closed, I don't know what to say. I don't have an answer. Maybe I go back and read Solomon and Gomorrah. What do you do when the people, the truth is there and they won't acknowledge it? It's just like it said in John. You don't understand my language. It's all about language. That's why we're being beat in these courts, because first of all, what they're talking about is not what we're talking about. But they don't tell us that. It's COD. It's code. It's codified. So getting back to the United States here, because I want to get on to this, how do we get into this if we want to fight the Internal Revenue criminals? United States, it says the United States. I was back on that, United States of America. Why is it just the United States? When did it change? See, that's one of the things that's available in Westlaw. I can go in and do changes on headings by year. Well, it started to change in 1913. It went from the United States, or just plain United States, to United States. You'll find it in Westlaw, United States, all caps in lowercase of, and then a capital A, America, of America. In the pleadings, it's always all caps, but it's United States of America. So it changed in 1913. So the question arises, what changed in 1913? What changed in 1866? What actually changed? There are two parties to the constitutions, the people and the several states. The several states are like foreign countries. They're all foreign states. They have their own constitutions, their own laws. They always have. They've been overthrown, but they're always foreign. They're just like in Europe. Those are separate countries. We have the several states. They're separate states. They're foreign states. They have their own constitutions. They have their own laws. They just don't use them anymore. It's an illusion. First of all, so if there are two parties to the Constitution, you have to, in any contractual type situation, a Constitution, you have to have standing to get into that Constitution. Do I have standing in the Constitution or whatever they use in France? Of course not. In Italy? Nope. England? Nope. Why? Because I'm born on the land. I automatically, when I am born on the land, like in Kansas, I was endowed and given to be a citizen of Kansas, the law of the land, not fiction, as a man, under the Constitution of Kansas, not the Constitution of the state of Kansas, the Constitution of Kansas, the land. That's my birthright. I can change it, but I have a domicile. I don't reside there. I have a domicile. These are important issues to get attached to the land, the law of the land. You get off of the law of the land when any time any Congress or legislative branch creates a statutory anything. Anything created statutorily to exist is a benefit. A citizen of the United States is a benefit. It was created in 1866 for the Negroes. They have the same rights as white citizens. It's still in the code today. 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982 and 1988. 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982, and 1988. You have to go back in 1988 back to the codifications of 1878. Why is nobody reading what it means? Then they put it in and memorialized it into the 14th. Then they magically said, oh, we had an epiphany in 1870. You know, you black folk, you can be naturalized and you're not having the same rights. You're equal in all respects. Wow, why didn't you do that 4 years ago? Why? Because they had, that was the first phase, is to disenfranchise the citizens of the several states. It was the overthrow of our republic. That's what that was all about. They were reconstructing the Reconstruction Acts. They were reconstructing America. I actually got out of Virginia where the people in Virginia owed allegiance to Congress. And what they started doing, they had to get rid of the people, and I've got rid of all the courts and all that. I went through that. We're going to go through that again more down the road here. But to get on, to stay on point on this, so what happened in 1913? The several states, the legislatures of the several states. See, the Constitution is about these several states, basically. We, the people, are in there. We have privileges and immunities when we travel amongst the several states. But it's about the several states, these foreign governments, to tie them together under the Constitution of the United States for the United States of America. In 1913, the legislatures of the several states surrendered. The people voted it out with an amendment, 17th Amendment. So now the several states have no standing. We, the people, as a citizen of one of the several states, we have no standing because we're all citizens of the United States, or we think we are, totally under the plenary power of Congress. And I have it in two cases filed by the IRS where it says United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That is so outrageous. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. How could that be? The sovereign body politic is because there are no parties to the Constitution of the United States. There are no parties to the Constitution of the several states. How do they get it out of the several states? Well, they get you to sign up and abandon your birthright. Just like in the Bible. Esau. He abandoned his birthright. He gave it up. No right to own property. No right to anything. You just gave it all up. You signed it away, but they have to keep asking us. that's the first thing is, if you are going to take on the Internal Revenue criminals, you have to get your status right. You have to understand who you are. Because as a citizen of the United States, you have a duty to pay federal income tax. Not using the terms, just the generic words. So if you want to be a citizen of the United States, quit bitching. Pay your federal income tax and sign up. Quit bitching. You signed up for it. Wake up. So that's the thing on the citizen of the United States of America. Because all before 1913, you don't find United States of America. One or two cases, always. That's it. Why? Because the standing of the several states and the standing of the several of the people of the several states, the citizens of the several states, no longer had standing. We put Congress in charge. Then in the 1920s, of course, they changed the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Technically, our flag is the flag of Congress right now. But I will never, ever desecrate that flag. In 1818, it's called the flag of the United States. That hasn't changed. It's still a valid law. But now we have a flag of the United States of America in the 1920s. It's the flag for Congress, where Congress has plenary power. So now, getting down to what I was going to talk about, is now in the United States Court of Claims, Pittman versus United States. This is a 1963 case, and you will find it at 317, F as in Frank, 2D, 366. That's 317, F 2D 366. And if you want to see it, just put IRS in and say you want to send it. And by the way, the people that wanted the mandamus for Rappert, I got the other transcript in. I'm going to get around this week and put all that out, because there's a whole bunch of things going on in that with Rappert's case, because, boy, they do not want to go there. They've changed that into an appeal, and that's another whole story. But let's get into this case, because this is important. How do we quit going to these United States District Court? Quit going to the Ninth Circuit, Eighth Circuit, 11th Circuit, Federal Circuit Court of Appeal, Circuit Court in D.C., District of Columbia. Tried that with Nevius's case and got nowhere, and tried the Eighth Circuit to get out of it. They won't go there. So what's this case all about? It says, at the onset, we are faced with a technical dichotomy between contracts implied in fact and contracts implied in law. Okay, well, before we go any farther, we have to know what an implied in fact and an implied in law contract is. Otherwise, we don't understand the terms of what these really mean. An implied in law contract is where you sign up for a benefit. Examples. Credit card, you're using somebody else's credit. A bank loan, mortgage, they call it a mortgage. You're signing up, you're using the credit of a bank. They don't come and sign. You just sign up. You use their credit, your signature. You get the bank, puts it on their books. Then whoever the bank that you, whoever credit you did down the road here, month two or whatever, they usually sell it at a discount, because they turn your signature, their credit, into cash. They turn it over, another outfit buys it. So that's how that person, how their credit gets cash. Then you end up paying somebody else when you started off paying that bank or whoever it was. They are where you are accepting a benefit. A Form 1040 is the one that has application here. It's an implied in law contract. You are admitting evidence of stuff for a benefit. That's what you're doing with a Form 1040. It's called an implied in law contract. It does not bind the IRS. You cannot get into any federal court of claims or the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals if you have volunteered and signed a Form 1040, unless it's done under duress. Back in a minute.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, we're back. This is really important for the IRS stuff, all taxation stuff.
I did part about the
implied in fact, implied in law. Let me read you the beginning paragraph, and then we'll continue on with the other paragraph. As we understand the defendant's position, it is that if the plaintiff is not acting as a volunteer in paying these taxes, and the plaintiff claims that that it is not, then plaintiff must of necessity be a taxpayer who must seek his relief by claiming a refund under 7422A. This very question of whether a plaintiff was a volunteer lies at the heart of this case, regardless of whether the action is given a label of tax refund or contract. Since the plaintiff has chosen the ground upon which to proceed, we will consider the cases in terms of allegations. Thus, the question is whether the petition, fully construed, sets forth the type, the kind of contract for which this court will grant relief, and if so, whether the record before us justifies such relief in this case. Then I read you the part about, at the onset, we are faced with a technical dichotomy between contracts implied in fact or implied in law. I talked about an implied in law contract. That is a Form 1040. You're not going anywhere if you volunteered. Anywhere. An implied in fact contract. We're going to go into that here. An implied in fact contract is they steal our cars by that because there is consideration, even though the other side doesn't do it. It's the same as an express. So let's pretend forward here. It has been said that this court has no jurisdiction to render judgment in the latter. That's called the implied in law contract. Under the traditional concept, a contract implied in fact is a real contract in the usual sense, although there may have been no actual worded agreement. It is drawn out of by the trier of the fact that the circumstances warrant him to conclude, particularly from the conduct of the parties, that there exists a legal equivalent of mutual consent. 1040 has no mutual consent. It's done by, it's actually done under the Star Chamber, which I've talked about the trilemma. We are going to get you to admit, this is what all these forms are all about. We get you to admit something. You're going to confess. And you're going to do the second part of a trilemma is under the penalties of perjury. And the third part of the trilemma is if you don't do it, we're going to come and find you in contempt or put you in jail or take your property. This is what all forms are all about. They're just a form of a star chamber. We are going to get you to confess because you have to step out of and sign up for the benefit so we can get you to leave your natural birthright. In other words, continuing, a contract implied in fact is a promise implied by the law. In other words, a contract implied in fact is a promise implied by the law. By way of contrast, a contract implied in law is an obligation imposed by the law. An obligation imposed by the law. Is there an obligation to pay to file the 1040? No. Big difference. Big difference. If the defendant be under an obligation from the ties of natural justice to refund, the law implies a debt and gives this action founded in the equity of the plaintiff's case as it were upon a contract. And they cite a case out of the King's Bench out of 1760. Let me read that again because this is the key. This, these next couple paragraphs. If the defendant be under an obligation from the ties of natural justice, which I'm going to do a module on, to refund, the law implies a debt. And this gives action founded in the equity of the plaintiff's case as it were upon a contract. And they use cite Moses versus McFarland, which I probably can't get access to that. Continuing, this, and then they got the ties of natural justice is in quotation marks. The ties of natural justice of which he spoke. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Okay, well, we're back here, and let's get a caller first here. Let's see, let me get down here. I thought we had a caller, I guess. Oh, Caesar in New York.
How are you, Ralph?
Oh, good. Well, your voice sounds kind of screwed up there. Are you on the speakerphone or anything?
Well, I'm driving. I got you on the Bluetooth through the car, going through the car.
Okay, are you on the speakerphone?
I'm on the Bluetooth in the car, Ralph. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, well, it's a little bit bad. Let's go ahead. Your audio is kind of hard to understand, but go ahead. What's your question or comment?
Ralph, do you think that Trump is a threat to the ruling oligarchy?
I didn't quite get your question. Am I aware of the ruling oligarchy? Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah, is Trump a threat to the ruling oligarchy?
No. Are you trying to say that he's part of a Trump? I think is for real.
No, I'm saying is he a threat to the ruling oligarchy?
Oh, absolutely. He is. He's a threat to the New World Order. All of these globalists, what we call globalists or New World Order, that's what he's a threat to. That's why they're all coming out against him.
Well, Rob, let me ask you something. Why hasn't George Soros been locked up? I mean, he's actually behind all this Black Lives Matters and all these protests against Trump. And I mean, you think that Trump's going to make it there in the 4 years? What do you think? You think that...
He'll get through the 4 years. He's very aware of the of the things. Black Lives Matter, Soros, what he's doing is actually a crime. And but see, Loretta Lynch has just been turning a blind eye. We can get around and offer for people to come and destroy property. That's against the law. And when you're waging war against the laws of the United States and take physical action, that's called treason, by the way.
Absolutely. I mean, did you see when Trey Gowdy was interviewing her at the hearings, and she just evaded every question that he had? I mean, it seems like she just, I mean, sugarcoated everything. She really didn't, you know, she really wasn't sticking to the facts, you know. She was...
Well, let me stop you there, because the bottom line, just hang on, because you see, Trump isn't his job to go after Hillary. That's the job of the FBI. And the FBI is to bring it to the general attorney general, which should be Sessions. And then we're going to see some sparks fly. And there's already other congressional investigations. These are not Trump things to do. His is to execute the laws. And that's why he can say, I don't have to go after Hillary. All he can do is do his job and try to hand our republic back to us with all of these senators and these people that are fighting to keep their New World Order stuff and all of their handouts, because it's corrupt. It's crony capitalism and communism, Marxism. And we got a whole den of just like the Democrats that didn't show up. God, I'm great. I never did hear if they sent their seats back. The tickets probably didn't, because they're so damn stupid and corrupt. But they're supporting liars. That's what, if you heard the beginning of my thing, if you're supporting a liar, you're supporting the devil. We're done. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about. That's not where I live.
Well, Rob, okay? when Jiang Zemin came to the U.S., the ex-prime minister of China, he said that capitalism was the best form of communism. He's 100%.
Well, that's not so. So, anyway, thanks for your call. I appreciate you calling in. I want to finish here this, what I'm talking about, because it's an important issue for people that are dealing with how to get out of these lower courts and try to get into court where you at least have a chance of having something happen. Okay? Getting back to this case, I'm going to jump ahead, then I'm going to come back here. Well, first of all, it says, clearing away all the verbiage, it is apparent that the success of the plaintiff's claim rests on its ability to bring the case within the scope of one of two groups of cases in which this court can grant relief on an implied contract. There's an implied in law or implied in fact. And they go on to listen to one here where somebody takes the money out wrongfully of a party. Well, that works. Or where they seized the plaintiff's money and applied it to a thing of another. But they go on down here at the bottom. When the government has illegally received money, which is the property of an innocent citizen, there arises an implied contract on the part of the government to make restitution, and this court has jurisdiction to entertain the suit. And they cite a case, Kirkendall, Kirkendall versus United States. That's Kirkendall, Kirkendall. And they cite Fed Sup 31, Fed Sup, F.FUPP. That means it's a United States District Court case at 769. Let's see, what is the, let me find what the actual site is here. Let me find here, search here, okay, the full site, because if somebody's trying to look this up, you're not going to find this. Or I'll be sending this out if you want to see these two cases. Just put IRS in the subject matter and put in it that you want to see volunteer, which be a thing. Because this whole thing is all about volunteering. If you volunteer, you have no thing. That's absolutely... let's see here. On the other hand, by taking position that it is not a taxpayer within the meaning of those laws, it is, by failing to show notice, does not carry its burden of establishing an implied contract. We want to give notice to these people, and that's what I'm working on now. When you start dealing with these guys, there's two people that need to have notice. The commissioner, he has superintendents of all of the IRS. Get him on notice. The other one is Wilkins. He's the chief counsel. He's the law dude in the administrative world. They both do not operate under the laws of the United States. They do not operate under the laws of the United States. They operate under the laws of Congress, where Congress has plenary power. Congress only has constitutional plenary power in commerce between the states, immigration, things of those type of things. They do now also have plenary power over citizens of the United States because they created it. They created the fiction. They created the benefit. And they need us to sign up for it. And what is a taxpayer? Taxpayer means a person. What's a person? It's defined. It's an individual or other stuff. So an individual is a citizen of the United States or an alien. Really? Okay. Subject to. What does subject to mean? It's in the 14th Amendment. What does subject to mean? How can you have a law that you have to put subject to? Because all laws, are we that, they don't tell us, but are we that ignorant? Yes. Subject to. How could I not be subject to if I'm domiciled here? Oh, because we're living in the land of la-la. We need you to sign up. What is subject to? Means liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, governed or affected by, provided that, provided, answerable. This is out of a court case. 10 Black's Law 4th, by the way. So I'm an individual, so that's a person. So I got to be a citizen of the United States, or they have to prove that I am a alien, lawfully admitted here for residence. Really, do you think that those are the? You think that a lawful, an alien, lawfully admitted for residence is what was here to vote on the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of several states? Come on now, this is preposterous. It's so preposterous, it's unbelievable. And then it's any tax, any revenue. Let's see here. Go down and look at the taxpayer. I got to get the verbiage here exactly right. It's exact, any, it's, just a minute here, I get down to the definition of taxpayer in this thing that I'm getting here. Taxpayer, what is a taxpayer? This is a killer. They can't go there. They will not go there. Any internal revenue tax, any internal revenue tax. Have we found out in Roberts case, bench trial, these people will never go there. Found out before. There are five types of internal revenue taxes. Subtitle A, income tax for individuals. Subtitle B, gifts, estates for individuals. Subtitle C, employment taxes for citizens of the United States that have a Social Security number, but they can't do deficiencies. There is no notice of deficiency. It's excluded. 6211 and 6212 of Title 26. There is no notice of deficiency for a subtitle C called wages. You're a statutory employee. They don't want to talk about the ones that are not statutory. Subtitle D, which is an excise tax. Excise taxes are taxes that are built in, like alcohol and those, by the government that we don't see, and then we pay additional taxes when we buy a bottle of wine or whatever. Subtitle E, that's all alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. In all of Rappert's case, nobody knew in Minnesota what he was being prosecuted for state income tax that they couldn't do unless he had filed a federal income tax, which he had not. And they even give the information of that, and then the judge wouldn't rule on the statute that says you can only audit the taxpayer's return. He has to volunteer. Judge Senek, oh, no, I can't go there. I won't even talk about that statute. You have to volunteer. It's coercion. And the audacity of the prosecutor even said it's voluntary. Now, in Hartman's case up here where he expanded a building, got a permit, came up under their wetlands nonsense, federal wetlands, they're citing a circular terms out of a circular that don't exist. They don't even exist in the statute that created the circular, supposedly. And it's all policy. There's no obligation to do anything under policy. And the judge is just over it. And he went in, gave him $15,000 finally, because they put him in jail. And so he donated $15,000. Now they want a maintenance contract after he went to court to sign. That's fine. Because you see, the bottom line is, when you step totally outside of the law, you have no subject matter jurisdiction. And the judge can be sued. And I've got a case, if you should have seen it, if you're on the IRS list or one of my other lists, I'll repost it if you hadn't, because they're going after MOSBY, M-O-S-B-Y, the black attorney, general for the city of Baltimore. That is an absolutely amazing case of all of the things that prosecutors cannot do, and prosecutors what they can do. And let me tell you, that little lady is going to end up, she's in the frying pan, and they're turning the heat up, and there's no grease. She's going to get her butt fried. It's an amazing research document. And if you haven't seen it, you got just it's MOSBY, M-O-S-B-Y, or Baltimore. And I send it out on all of the lists, whether you're on the IRS list or not, along with this other. And the thing about this IRS thing, if you are volunteering, you have no remedy, unless you're doing it under threat, duress, and coercion. I've got some cases on that. I'm going to be putting together a big module on this. The first case is filed into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And we're going to start filing cases into the Federal Court of Claims, for I did not volunteer. If you volunteer, you have no remedy. Courts have said so, and it's called under the ties of natural justice in this case. And the important part is, says, when the government has illegally received money which is the property of an innocent citizen, there arises an implied contract on the part of the government to make restitution. And this court has jurisdiction to entertain the suit. So here is where they go into on garnished sheements. We can go after notices of federal tax liens. And I'm going to be writing them up, generic ones, so that we can modify them. And then we're going to start pelting this court. So we're going to push. It's there. We found the door. But you cannot volunteer by signing a 1040 and expect to go in there and deal about returns or any of that. You're wasting your time. I've looked at the cases. They just say, no, it's an implied in law contract. You volunteered. Shut the hell up. I take your medicine. That's it. Quit volunteering. And as soon as I get this thing done, then we're going to deal with people that are, we'll say, like a W-2, put down zero. And if the IRS comes back for your employer, then we'll go back after the attorney, the commissioner, and the other one to give them notice. They have to. We'll give them notice. I am not a taxpayer, and here's why. But you cannot proceed down this road, and I will not entertain helping anybody unless you have your status changed in the public record and you have filed a application to your elective franchise as a citizen of one of the several states, not as a citizen of the United States. Because when you sign up to be a citizen of the United States in your local, quote, state, you're saying, I don't want the Constitutional Republic. I want to stay in la-la land. You can't do one without the other. That gives you standing in your several state to use the laws of whatever state you're in. It's taken me a long time to get through to this point, but we're going to push it big time. I went through all of the appellate courts. I went through all of the, I got all the stuff, the tax court. All, it's all a waste of time. There are a few instances to use the appellate courts, the Court of Appeals, or the United States District Court for certain tort things. But if you're being prosecuted for IRS, you do not want to be in that court, or if you are, you want to file a case into the Federal Court of Claims, and if you appeal to a Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which we just did in a case out of Mississippi right now. First one in. I don't know. I've got to look up their appellate rules. I'm going to be doing an appeal for Rappard in Minnesota, and God, they're if you have not done an appellate brief, they make it very difficult because they make some stuff that's not in, like the federal stuff where everything is there. It's in order, and that's over here, and this is over here, and that's over there, and they don't put it all in their rules. They don't want you doing them.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is going to be an amazing year. I think Trump gave probably the best speech we'll ever hear a president gave. He gave our republic back to the people. But we have to have the knowledge and the wisdom and the courage to fight for it. He can't do it by himself. It's up to us. He talks about a righteous public. Moral. We have to have our moral. We got to get back under our Creator. We have to understand who we are. We do not surrender our citizenship. If you do not get your status correct, you're not going anywhere. You can't argue in these courts. They don't tell us that. I've done the status. I filed as a citizen of Alaska. I've even got a driver's license under it. I changed it right in front of her. I said, come on, bring it on. They won't touch it because they can't. You don't have any right to travel. You're a citizen of one of the several states because you're driving the government's car. And I don't know how they do it. We're going to get that done. I've talked to a lady out of Arizona that's had some tremendous problems. I feel sorry for her. She's lost her husband, but she's been fighting this battle. And I promised her a couple of years ago. I just haven't got to it. It's just there's only one of me. And that's why I want people on the list. And if you want to get, I'm going to be making this information that I have on DVDs. I'll be doing some seminars this year because I got to pay back $27,000 that somebody loaned me so I can have my property and not be moved out of house and home. I'm going to be providing my research. I want it out there so that you can jumpstart off of it, basically. And we'll have videos made of it. But we need people to get involved. And if you really want to get it, get one subscription to a Westlaw and split it amongst four or five. I don't know. You can go on there a certain time. I'll tell you the things to get that you want to have access to. And I will, 9 to 10 minutes, I can tell you how to use it, how to find things that I'm finding out. But it's like learning a foreign language because these judges and these courts talk in terms. They never explain the terms. They talk about taxpayers. They don't tell you that it's an individual, which is a citizen of the United States, or an alien with residence here. Subject to, they don't tell you all that. In the 14th, subject to, how can I be in a live in a land and not be subject to something? It's totally illogical. Any internal revenue tax? Well, they don't tell us there's A, B, C, D, and E. Why don't they know that? Because we are ignorant. My people die for lack of knowledge out of Jose. Trump has handed us our republic back. The duty lies upon us. He's going to fight the fight up there, but he can't do it without us. We need to find out who we are, like Esau. Get your birthright back. And go fight for the republic. Fight for our Christian nation. We're a Christian nation. And if we don't do it, we are being given an opportunity, probably the only time in the history of our country, because it was almost totally over the cliff into the abyss of hell. That's what we're seeing. All these countries, these foreign countries, Germany and all these other ones, even now, so, oh, well, maybe we'll negotiate. Now all of a sudden the Pope, well, maybe you can do borders. Why is he changing? He just issued a decree the other day. I love them Muslims. Now he said no. Our churches are teaching blasphemy. They want citizens of the United States. They want you to have surrendered your birthright before they'll go into the church because you can sign up to donate to the IRS and you didn't really give any money. Remember the Bible? Christ went into the money changers. That's what's going on when you go in and give money. And then you write it off. Anyway, thank the heavens above and praise God. We have Trump. And God willing, and watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic.